Soundtrack of a Strike, August 3, 1981. In 64, he flaunted his acting chops, slapping Angie Dickinson with a non-dominant right. She didn't want to go, but he tightened those eyelids, said, "You get back to the hotel and stay there." Now 4 months removed from a bullet near the heart, he juts out that mad left hand, tells them, "Get back to work or you're fired." He'd turned on the radio hours before the short march of union began. He'd been moved by a two-day-old tune, a simple sentiment. "Forever, I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm." He'd been moved, not because of his feelings for Nancy, not because of Lionel's feelings for Diana, but by the feelings of those people. Those people drawn to the aw shucks grandpa. He could say, "I just murdered your mommy, little gal," in that cadence, and it would still be there, still working. 12 years later, some of the ones he'd let go would get their jobs back, but he would still be winning, still mumbling about a love that's endless.